now we're joined on the line by the Minister of State of the Department of Aquaculture, Michael Healy-Rae, of course, who's also a TD, independent TD for Kerry. Michael, Happy New Year to you. Rest to you and yours. I hope it's a good year for you and your family. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Why we have you on? Well, it's on two things. First of all, it's the Irish Times is reporting that you sent emails to senior ministers, senior members of the government. You sent to the Taoiseach, actually, and to Taoiseach to Simon Harris about the government's planned crackdown on short-term letting. I'll get to that presently, but I have to... Your name crops up in another Irish Times story that that I want to go to first. It's about politicians making representations on behalf of constituents in relation to driving tests or dates or in relation to driving licences. And we brought one, how one senator made representations on behalf of someone who was not allowed to do their driving test because they were wearing sandals. Now, this story, based on a Freedom of Information request from Irish Times reporter Jack White, says that back in November, you wrote that a man who was applied to sit a bus driving test had been told he could be waiting up to 16 weeks before asking if there is any way he could be called sooner. Michael, I know politicians are always anxious to do their best for constituents, but should TDs, should senators, should ministers of state like yourself, should you be getting involved in the process?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to wish you, the people that work at Radio Kerry, and your listeners every good luck, health and happiness, and for a healthy 2026. That's the first thing. The second thing, whether or not a person should be making representations about people waiting for driving tests and for licences and all of these issues. Of course, they shouldn't have to, because people shouldn't be waiting for that length of time. And people only go to a politician when they're desperate in a situation like that. And I would make no apology to anybody in any part of this country for doing my job. If a person comes to me, whether it's a young person who's waiting to start a job, whether it's maybe a woman in a house who wants to get her own license and get her own wheels under her, or a husband, or a boyfriend, or whatever, and especially when it's work-related and people want to get moving and they want to get out and go to work or leave, because living means moving yourself from A to B every day of the week. And if those people come to me, they shouldn't have to come to me, because the system should be quicker and more efficient than what it is. But that's down to people like the RSA and others. We shouldn't have the massive delays that we have. I've been lobbying government to ensure that more testers are put in place. And yes, that it has happened and the improvements have been made. But at the same time, the service is what I would call slow. So that's the reason why you have to... I obviously don't want to talk about individual people. I see you're looking at something there that's gotten under Freedom of Information. But obviously when people come to me and when they say they want me to do something, I'm there to work for people. And I'll make no apology to anybody for working and being a servant for the people of County Kerry and beyond, who entrust me with their vote. And when they come to me, I'm not going to go saying to them, oh, maybe I shouldn't be making representations.
But is it not better? Rubbish. Is this not better for a county councillor to be doing? Because you're a minister of state, you have a serious role. I mean, your work shouldn't be entirely focused on policy and coming up with strategies. That isn't this a distraction for politicians of your rank?
You know that I burn the candle as hard ever as I can from both ends, right? I hold an enormous amount of clinics in every town and every village throughout County Kerry every 4 weeks. And when you're at clinics, if a person comes to me, whether it's about a planning permission for a house, whether it's about a health-related issue, or any of what you'd call of the routine issues that people have every day, I'm not going to go saying to a person, oh, I won't deal with that at all. Yes, of course, my son Jackie and all the other Healy-Rays, we all work together along with people like Sam Locke and Liam Speedy Nolan, and we do our best to offer a complete political service. It's not a selective service. So if a person comes to me with a problem, whatever type of a problem it is, I will do my best. That's my job, and it's not my job to say, oh no, I shouldn't do that. My answer is, yes, I'll try hard, and if I fail, no other fella will do it after me, because I won't leave it after me. If it's possible, I'll do it. And I'll continue to do that in the same way that my late father started, and all of the other good politicians that went before me. I'll try to do my best at all times.
Now, the Irish Times also reports, and this is something that you've spoken to us before, and you've made it very clear about your concerns about this register that's going to be in place from the middle of May for short-term letting. The Irish Times also, under a Freedom of Information Act, found out that you contacted the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, warning that the government should do a serious rethink on the planned crackdown on short-term letting, because before irreparable damage is done to rural Ireland. Michael, what would you say to the opposition? Will say, well, look, this is more evidence that this government and the members of this government and people in important positions like yourself, you're more concerned about the issues of landlords than you are of tenants and the housing shortage.
No, absolutely not true. The concern that I have is what I'd call moving the goalposts in the middle of the game. If you look at people in Killarney, for example, that are involved in short-term lets or throughout County Kerry, we'll just concentrate on Kerry for a moment. They've worked very hard, very diligently. They've saved, put money into their properties, and they're involved in short-term lets. My argument is that those people won't turn around and change and go to long-term lets. The exact opposite will happen, in fact. We've seen, and the facts prove this, the concerns, and I know that the information you have there talks about me sending emails. I've had sit-down meetings with the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the two ministers for housing about this issue. And I've made it quite clear to them over the last 12 months, since the formation of this government, I've made it quite clear to them that I'm extremely worried about what is happening in the housing market. Number one, there is an exodus of property owners saying that they want to sell because they're just getting afraid of being involved in long-term rentals. That's number one. Number two, the people that are involved in the short-term rentals, they are now facing the rules being changed. And I'm worried that those people, they didn't cause the housing crisis. Any person involved in short-term renting and carrier throughout the country, they didn't cause the housing crisis, but neither should the finger be pointed at them and they be told that, oh, you were the solution to the problem. Because people in government seem to think that 10,000 people will leave short-term renting and go into long-term renting. That's rubbish. It's nonsense. It will not happen. The exact opposite will happen. We won't have the houses in for short-term and we won't have them for long-term either. So what we need is we need balance. If you look at great towns like Killarney or around the Ring of Kerry, people that are involved in short-terms, they're doing nothing wrong. They're paying their
briefly,
tax.
Yeah.
They've worked very hard and we want them to be allowed to continue. And that's what I'm arguing and stressing to government in the strongest possible way that I can.
Okay. Michael, we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. But I thank you for joining us on the show this morning. That's Minister of State Michael Healy.